Al Jazeera Podcasts.
Palestinian officials in Gaza have been presenting evidence that they say proves the Israeli military carried out torture and summary executions in Khan Yunis. This comes from bodies recovered in the mass graves of Gaza. Nearly 400 bodies have been exhumed from sites at both the Nasser and Al-Shifa hospital compounds. Israel's war cabinet has been holding meetings to discuss the military's next moves in Gaza. And the World Food Program's director in the Gaza Strip has warned that a full military assault on Rafah would kill thousands of people. Earlier, the deputy chairman for Hamas in Gaza, Khalil al-Hayya, spoke to Al Jazeera. He says that the group is still open for negotiations with Israel, but a key condition is the withdrawal of Israeli forces from Gaza. It's been just over a week since students at Columbia University began their protest, demanding their university cut ties with Israel and accept no further funding from the Israeli government. Students at Harvard, Georgetown, MIT, and most recently George Washington University are demanding the same. Protests have spread across the United States to campuses in multiple states, including Michigan, Texas, and California. Hundreds of students are gathering at George Washington University in the U.S. Capitol to show solidarity with Palestinians in Gaza. Students from Georgetown University have marched across the city to join them at the encampment at George Washington University. Israeli forces have arrested three Palestinian children at the Jalazon refugee camp, which is north of Ramallah in the occupied West Bank. The children, ranging from ages 10 to 13, were arrested near a school run by the United Nations. Elsewhere in the occupied West Bank, a funeral has been held for a Palestinian teenager who was killed by Israeli forces. Mourners carried the body of 16-year-old Khaled Suleiman Arouk through the streets of Jenin. He was shot in the chest during an Israeli raid in Ramallah. Nearly 500 Palestinians have been killed in the occupied West Bank since the war on Gaza began. New York's highest court has overturned the 2020 rape conviction of the former Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein. It ruled that the trial judge was wrong to allow testimony from women who were not named when the initial charges were brought against Weinstein. He faces a possible retrial, but is expected to remain in prison in New York. That is because of a 16-year sentence handed down in California 2 years ago in a separate rape case.
On the Inside Story podcast, Israel is under pressure to provide answers regarding the discovery of mass graves in two Gaza hospitals. There is a global outcry. But will Israel answer, and will it be held accountable? Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.